Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya and it's a pleasure to have you here today. In continuation of our advice to writers by Stephen King and how I use it in my own personal writing journey, we are on advice number 2. Prepare for as much failure and criticism. This is an important one and in a way it's a favorite of mine as well. So, without any further ado, let's get started. One thing what I realize is when you write something, eventually someone has to read it. It's also possible that you never publish your stories and keep it to yourself. But at some point, you want to show someone your stories. And what they feel is not a representation of you, it's a representation of your work. And it's possible that they may not feel exactly the same way as you do. See, there are so many movies and so many stories out there which, to be very honest, don't really live up to the mark. There are a lot of plot holes, there are a lot of stories that don't make sense. There's no consistency in the narrative, there's a lot of gaps. The narration does not follow a cause and effect model, it just jumps between events and eventually makes the reader tired of reading it. But at the same time, there are also stories that keep you engaged for a long time. See, what I'm trying to say is, failure is part of the journey. All of us, all of the writers have faced failure. Some of them have seen a lot of failure before they can even succeed. J.K. Rowling, before Harry Potter was published, no publisher would even look at it because they didn't think this was a story worth publishing. And if the one who did not give it to his daughter, maybe the story would have been rejected by his publishing house as well. See, what kept J.K. Rowling going on? Failure and criticism comes from a lot of people. The reasons to it may be because they know better than you, or maybe they just feel of giving their opinion. But that doesn't mean you have to get discouraged and stop. See, it's important you prepare for failure. You're gonna be seeing a lot of it. The reason I'm saying this is because I also have seen it. For the first few years, I hated my own writing. I felt that I could do a lot better and I just wasn't doing it. See, today I am a little more comfortable with my writing. But still there are moments when what I write is not something that anybody likes. It does hurt, yes. When you show your writing to someone, it's basically you're showing a vulnerable part of yourself. You've put all your emotions, you put a lot of your own inner fears and desires into it. And when someone sees it and rejects it, it's hard not to take it personally. But believe me, it's not to be taken in that way. There's a reason you should not take it that way, because this is gonna keep coming. See, when Ravan was written by Amish Tripathi, I'm pretty sure he definitely thought this would be the next bestseller. And maybe because of the brand he has built so far, that was a bestseller. But there were a lot of people like me who never liked that story. The story sold well, but it doesn't have any content, it doesn't have any conflict in it. What did Amish Tripathi do? Amish Tripathi kept writing even more. The reason is simple. He was prepared for the failure and criticism. How do I prepare for failure and criticism? The simple answer is, after a point, you and your work are separate, and you need to understand this and realize this very carefully. This will take time, and this is not going to happen in a day. It's a journey that you have to go through. But let me tell you, the result is very different. You are not what you create. Your creation is a reflection of you. It is not you. See, there are certain stories that I write which do not make any sense at all. Sometimes the people I send it to, they hate that story. But all I remember is, this creation of mine did not work. This one particular story did not work. It's not a reflection on me, it's a reflection on the story. You and your creations are not the same. They are separate. Someone commenting on your creation is not a comment on you. It's a comment on your creation. See, you need to understand what's important here. What is driving you to create? If it's a hobby, then it doesn't really matter whose opinion you have, because it's a hobby. But if it is something that you want to do for a living, opinion does come into picture. But again, like I said, a bad novel can be produced even by a good author. So remember that. Do not get freaked out by the fact that your creation is seeing failure or your creation is facing a lot of criticism. You will go through it. And this is sort of a coming of age ritual. You will go through a lot of this, and just remember this whenever this happens. The comment is on your creation, a reflection of a very small part of you. The comment is not on you. You can still go creating, and that's the important thing. I hope you realize this soon and create a lot more. Believe me, volume is a game that you want to play. The more you write, the better you become at it. It's like cooking. You can read a cookbook and you can read multiple cookbooks, but that doesn't mean the moment you get to the stove, you're gonna make an amazing dinner. It comes through practice, and the same thing happens with writing as well. Don't let failure and criticism stop you in this journey. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 Years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog.
The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.